Yeah, this is a normal meeting which is attended by, chaired by Mr. State Minister for Foreign Affairs of Qatar and Batuli as the team mediators. And it was attended by the Sudanese delegation, Dr. Amin Hassan Omar, as well as LM chairman. Mainly, it has concentrated on three things. Number one, we have received regular reports from the five commission which is working on the ground, and we found a considerable progress has been made. The second point, actually, we decided to meet the date of the 16th as the last day for the commission to conclude their work. And on the 17th, they are supposed to raise the case to the steering committee, and the steering committee has to decide it within 3 days. And on the 19th of this month, the steering committee is going to raise a report to the mediation on the agreed and non-agreed. Then the mediation is going to produce a final document for signing to the parties if that's acceptable to them. And the three is, we decided also to have a further wider consultation meeting with people of Darfur, including IDPs, refugees, and internal as well as Darfur diaspora. And we talked to the mediation the importance of having this meeting. And I think we're going to have a workshop on the, you know, the Qatar government has donated with $2 billion for a bank, and we want to see how this $2 billion can be arranged in order to contribute in the reconstruction and development of Darfur. These are the issues we discussed, and it has been agreed, and we think we are coming to the last date of the conclusion of the formal peace talks here.
Niam, what are the sticking issues currently at the peace talks?
Yeah, it depends on the power sharing. The question of region of Darfur is the main challenge between the parties. While the LGMA delegation insists on having reinstitute the region as one of the important aspects of the agreement, the government is still wrangling around about. We have the vice chairman is one of the issues. It's still, we strongly believe that the people of Darfur should be represented in the president's the vice chairman. And also we have an issue of compensations and issues of rehabilitation and development of Darfur, one of the issues. On the justice, we are still talking of the importance of justice before any reconciliation, including ICC hybrid courts, which is proposed by President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa. And there is an issue of giving figures in some issues. So these are the actually the issue of retaining LGMA forces during the transitional period and having joint forces for tackling. These are the issues still hanging around, and the parties are intensely discussing.
Now, Niam, with regards to the $2 billion for the development of Darfur, who is going to oversee the disbursement of the money, and how soon will people in Darfur be able to use that money for developmental projects?
Exactly. This is one of the things that we believe the venue here, the venue supervisors and His Highness Amir of Qatar has donated publicly. And we believe this is, we are going to create what's called Darfur Development Bank. It's going to be based in El Fasher or somehow in the Darfur. And this money to be regenerated for the development and reconstruction of the people of Darfur. Meanwhile, we are also trying to work on and find means of materializing this on the ground. And that could be in work with the government authority, because still we are unionists. I told you many times, Darfur, we are LGM, we are calling for one United Sudan. We are not talking for self-determination. We are not calling for an independent Darfur. So we are trying to call with the central government on the different ways of how can we coordinate in a manner that this money can be utilized properly for the interest of people of Darfur in reconstruction and development and in other ways. And that's what issues of discussion. And we're going to receive experts on economic on this way, whether from Sudanese and from the National Bank, in order to find out ways of going ahead on this process.
If you are not calling for cessation, or you are calling for the unity of the country, does that mean that the government will lead the way in terms of how the money will be used to help the people of Darfur?
Absolutely, it is not. Of course, this is money donated by a country hosting the peace talks. And I think you remember in New York, where you are there, the last 40 countries one met in the presence of President Obama, His Highness the Emir of Qatar also, he said they are going to work for the development even after the peace. So this money is being allocated for Darfur, and we are working with them to find out a means of utilizing within the Darfur. And there is no single money or single dollar of this is going to the central government, but also this will be done in cooperation, in coordination with the central government. But of course, the money specifically will go for the interests of people of Darfur, and for the purpose of development, reconstruction, and these hopes.